Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. And we're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss Structure Accountability Results. The standard for weight loss in the area. EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, June 26, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
Bish on vacation this week. Bald Head Island. Hey, we got Troy Brown Jr. joining us on the show today. That's kind of cool.
That
is. Very cool.
Newest Wizards draft pick.
I was excited to hear that this morning.
Welcome him into the fold. Welcome him to D.C. He's a Vegas guy.
I'm noticing, Cakes, are you on some sort of streak here with Caps Stanley Cup gear? Like, have you pretty much worn it every day? Something?
I don't think it's an everyday streak, but it's been a constant. I don't think it's every day, but
right.
Either a lid or a tee or a hoodie. Yes, I've been pretty consistent. I'd like to keep the streak going.
Hey,
keep going through the summer.
Why not ride out the happiness?
I think I need to get it.
Probably brings you a little joy every time you put on something that says Stanley Cup Champions.
Of course it does. Every time I look at the hat that I put on, it says Stanley Cup Champs. It's got the Caps logo right here. I just look at it and say, Caps won the Stanley Cup. It finally happened.
Right.
This thing finally happened for the team that I've rooted for since I was basically 6 years old.
Right.
And I love it every time I see it.
Yeah. I'm not hating. It's just an observation.
I need to add at least another T-shirt and probably another hoodie.
I can say from my own experience, when Maryland won the national championship, and I think JP was with me too, and we went out and we bought a bunch of gear.
Yeah.
Like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Did the exact same bit. Bought everything I could find.
Yep.
The T-shirts, and I bought multiple, they just go bad. Because
right.
You wear them, and then, you know, you think you're going to have it for the rest of your life.
Right.
And the truth is, you have it for about 3 or 4 years, maybe 5.
Right.
It's just, if you want to have, you might even have to save one or two that you don't wear.
It's a very good
policy. So you can have it 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years from now. God willing,
well,
you're still alive.
Hopefully I'm here 10 or 15 years from now,
right.
And I can just break out a brand new one.
Like a fresh one.
Like, I might actually have to, like, put it in plastic.
Right.
Nice suit or whatever, just keep it, like, preserved.
What if they win another one?
Well, I'll wear that, too. Then I'll just have to open
That's
up a new
hope,
wing
EB.
For my closet.
I know, you keep going
just freshen up.
Look, I love the thought. You're getting greedy, and I kind of like it, but... Presently, I'm happy with the 2018 version of the Stanley Cup Champs.
And I got
to
tell you, my Bostonian run, thinking that the fall might be... I'm starting to have my doubts about the fall. I think we're going to do a couple segments later about the Nationals, but you have to be concerned. They just keep kind of sputtering along. They keep getting shut out. I think they've been shut out 4 or 5 times
well,
in the last 14 games.
The pitching that was carrying them for so long is now starting to sputter. Outside of Max, sputtering
a little bit. When is Strauss?
I mean, they're not even
back?
In second place. They're in third place in that terrible division.
Yeah, but they're only like a game or two back.
I understand, but how long are we going to say? Well, there's plenty of time left. There is plenty of time left. Half a season left.
Yeah, it's like 80 games.
But it just seems like they're flatlining. Not dead, but just I'm saying they're not progressing.
I understand, but we've just seen it too many times where a team can get hot and get in there. So you just have to kind of, you have
just
to.
Just saying, losing a little confidence over the playoffs.
It's easy to. It's not an incorrect thought.
Well, I think
but you just have to let it play out.
Also, I think you were kind of doing a bit with the whole Bostonian run. So
I don't think you really bought
into it.
That's more hope.
Right.
And what I was saying is the Capitals are right there. They did it. And the Nationals are right there. They knock on the door almost every fall.
And without this being revisionist history, I don't think people quite realize. I think going into the season, the Nats were bigger favorites than the Caps were.
Sure.
Yeah. People forget that.
Definitely.
The Caps just did it.
Expectations
it off.
for the Nationals far greater than the Capitals
right.
going in. And they may still be there, but starting to have my doubts because at some point you're like, when are they going to actually turn around? When is that hot streak coming?
I mean,
they've gotten some of the guys back.
With the Caps, I know I had conversations with my daughter, who's the biggest Caps fan in my house outside of me. You know, we're basically neck and neck. I had definitely had conversations that went along the lines of, well, if this Caps team is currently constructed with Alex Ovechkin still pumping in 49 goals, can't win a Stanley Cup, it might just never happen. I mean, it might never happen in the next 10 or 15 years. I mean, we have the best goal scorer of a generation, a top five goal scorer all time in Ovi, and can't get the job done.
But
so why would the Caps be able to get it done in 10 years when Ovi's not on the team?
But it did happen, and that's why you have all of your gear.
Absolutely.
And you'll be grabbing more gear. Did you grab the box yesterday that was delivered from the Washington Capitals?
No,
you guys were fighting over
box. I mean, it was delivered to Drab T-shirt and CK. I mean, it's
their... They even wanted the box.
It's their property.
It was a pretty box.
Box was amazing.
I you keep it for a week and then you throw it away, but I mean, it seemed like a really nice box.
From Fanatics, I might add.
I found out that it was from a guy that I've known for years in PR in New York.
Okay.
And I think he just has a Fanatics account.
So he just hooked you.
Really?
That was very nice.
Well, all I know is that Caps fans are buying gear through Fanatics and wherever online, hand over fist. They're smashing records, like online sales records, because it's been pent up for 40 years.
Have you heard any numbers that you can share?
I don't have any. I think the numbers are up like 300% in Russia because people just love Ovi. But I know that in the United States, Caps fans are pummeling Fanatics, just ordering gear left and right.
Right.
Myself included. I'm in the mix.
Yeah.
Why
that same shirt? I got it the night of.
Well, I got it the
My
night
wife
of,
got
too.
It the night of.
But I got it before the parade.
I've had Fanatics ship some chips my way.
But I'll be honest, that's the only shirt that I've bought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got the hat. Everyone's got the hat. The hat is so popular, it almost makes me not want to wear it because everyone and their mother has it.
Oh, I want to wear it. It's my one seed right now.
I like looking at it. I have all these hats like in my closet. I don't know.
You have them on display?
Kind of
like Mike Bibby's shoe display. Did you see that a few weeks ago when Mike Bibby looked like the Incredible Hulk at some sort of workout?
Yeah.
And then like a day later, somebody tweeted a picture of his shoe closet.
No.
And it was literally 20 racks high and 8 feet long of nothing but pristine NBA kicks.
Yeah, I have a mini shoe thing. I probably could, I don't know. 40 shoes.
Yeah. Mike Bibby and LaMarcus Aldridge laugh at your display, which I'm sure is nice, but LaMarcus Aldridge basically has a shed behind his house that just houses all of his shoes.
Mine's not really a display. They're cubby holes you put them in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Shoe holes. Right. I don't know what you call them.
Cubbies.
Cubbies. They're little cubbies. I probably have 40 of them for my wife and I to put our shoes in. And then I have other racks, and then I stuff them on top of them, and there's some on the floor. And I really do need to get rid of some.
Yeah, you need to thin out that shoe collection.
Like some of them, though, when they're perfectly great and, like, you know, they're perfectly great. I just haven't worn them in a couple years.
Yeah.
Do I have to get rid of them?
No, you don't have to.
They're in perfect condition.
I have dress shoes that I've had for 15 years.
Right.
I wear them three times a year at weddings and funerals.
No, but I'm talking about, like, I have some beautiful, like, Gilarina shoes that I'll wear once in a blue moon. Or I'll have some old, you know, I just like them.
Yeah.
Sure. I like to have them.
I have a pair, I think, that we got from the Wizards.
Once
the
in a blue moon.
Adidas.
Yeah. I have
red stripes.
I've worn those a million times.
I've actually worn them twice.
Oh, you would have been sized last night. I don't know why I saw this on Twitter. Somebody must have retweeted it. I don't think I follow this person. Actually, I know I don't. But I saw this tweet on my timeline yesterday. Damian Lillard from the Blazers tweeted out, hey, if you wear a size 12 or a size 12 and a half, meet me at this park somewhere in near Portland.
And he's getting rid of a ton of shoes?
Just throwing shoes out to all the dogs.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And a bunch of people showed up?
I don't know how many people signed up. I just saw the tweet.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's like I think Gil used to do that kind of thing when he was around here. Gil used to give a lot of his shoes away.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, how many free pairs of shoes does Damian Lillard have?
Right.
1,000?
By the way, as we talk NBA, I happened to watch the NBA Awards last night.
I did not.
Part of it. Anthony Anderson was the host. The monologue.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a funny guy.
He is a funny dude.
But the monologue was just terrible. It was a minor league award show. At one point, I don't know who the director was.
Yeah.
At one point, they went from a camera shot of somebody on the podium accepting the award. I can't remember what award it was. And then all of a sudden, it was as if the cameraman had dropped his camera.
Right.
you never see that type of botch on a nice production award show where all of a sudden for a second there was a shot of nothing, like the corner of somebody's jacket. And then
yeah, you expect that
the dialogue between Anthony Anderson and then they have the guys from inside the NBA to the side. It's a weird thing where he's doing a little shtick. And then you have Shaq, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Ernie Johnson to the side in like a table. And it goes back. It's just a weird show.
I've softened my stance on award shows. I think about 10 years ago, I said I would never, ever watch any award show ever again. And of course, I watched some of the biggies, like the Oscars and the Grammys. But like an NBA award show or an NHL award show, I watched like 10 minutes of the NHL awards like earlier this week or late last week.
Right.
But I can't sit through like an hour of
no, I didn't watch a lot of it. I just checked in from time to time, but it was bad.
The one I resisted for years and years and years, and I've softened my stance a little bit, was the ESPYs, which was just so manufactured and fake and stupid.
Right.
But I've watched it a little bit. I don't know. Of a few moments.
It did happen to
see. For some reason, it's grown on me.
I think it was somewhat awkward when the coach of the year goes to a coach that's fired, because it did go to Dwayne Casey, and he had to go up there, and they talk about the Raptors. Yeah. He's now the Detroit Pistons coach.
Yeah. You talk about them getting swept out of the playoffs, getting humiliated.
Got humiliated in the second round. Better than the Wizards, who got humiliated in the first
round.
Very
good point. Right? It's a good point.
So the Caps didn't give a qualifying offer to Devontae Smith-Pelly, or at least they're not expected to.
Yeah, he'll be a free agent.
But they say it doesn't rule it out, and they point out that the same thing happened with Brett Connolly last year, and they came to an agreement on a two-year deal. Apparently, the idea is, I guess they don't want to get locked in necessarily to some arbitration deal where they would be kind of locked in on a number that they're not comfortable with. So it's just one of those weird situations where I think they would love to have him back, but he also knows, probably, that he can get more money elsewhere. They'd love to have him, but if Smith-Pelly stays here, he's going to have to give him a discount.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be able to get more money on the open market. And I think when you're a player of Smith-Pelly's caliber, where you're kind of you played for minimum salary, you've been around for a while, but you're still a youngish player, I'm not looking for any, I wouldn't see any hometown discounts. I don't see this one working out.
No, he's got to make the most out of it because a year ago, he was almost out of the league.
Right, so he's going to go elsewhere.
He'll at least test the waters. I mean, maybe he comes back and maybe he's able to find a deal here because they did the same thing with Connolly.
But I don't think he's in the position to take less.
No, probably not.
And not to take it away, but because there's no, you know, you'll never take it away of what he did in the playoffs, but if you did take it away and you just looked at his regular season, I don't think people would be dying to have him back.
No, but you got to look at his playoff stuff.
You look at his playoff production, not only here, but what he's done prior.
Other teams may actually look at a more complete body of work and say, well, that's kind of an outlier. He scored 7 goals in a regular season. The year before, a team cut him.
They might.
Yeah, but he's had some
issues.
He was
with the Devils, right?
He was with the Devils
for
a stretch.
And the Devils, my brother's in Jersey. He's a big hockey fan. He said that Smith-Pelly was awful the entire year.
Well, he's injured, so he's having trouble getting back from the injury. If I'm a GM, I'm going to look at the fact that during his entire career, which is relatively short, all he does when he gets to the playoffs is double his regular season production. And I'm going to look at that guy and say, you know what? I'll sign him to a deal where you're not breaking the bank, but you give him a little bit of money and hope he replicates that for my team in the playoffs.
Look, I think the Capitals
think
are doing it right.
I think teams are going to do that.
Yep.
Obviously, the big difference will be they will have a new head coach, but it seems like they're bringing back all their top forwards and all their top defensemen. And they might even get Orpik
back. Might throw Orpik on top at a reduced salary, which you would love.
Yeah, you have to tip your cap to them. I think they're doing a pretty good job. If they had lost Carlson, that would have been a big one. But getting that one locked in and have him for the next 8 years, and have an Oshie here. And, you know, we keep expecting Ovechkin to slow down, but just haven't really seen it. I mean, I think he's got a little slower on the ice or whatever, but, I mean, the production is still there. I mean, crazy. You know,
Barry Trotz went over to Russia and visited with him and said, look, you have to change your game. It's no longer about being a big, plodding, physical monster on the ice. You have to be quicker. You have to lose a little bit of weight. He had a real sit-down with him, and I think Alex bought in.
Yeah.
Look at the results. Got poured in 49 goals.
Hopefully he doesn't show up with a beer belly next season.
I think he's going
to
be
possible.
Okay.
All the drinking they've been doing.
He may have to work a little bit of it off during the summer because he is celebrating. But you know what? Well deserved. All Celebrate right. all you want.
By the way, is there a website like a cup tracker? They should have one. I know they have a Twitter account. Is there a cup tracker?
Is there a cracker tracker? You're got a lot of them in your mouth right now.
I'm sorry, I'm just eating crackers. But is there a cup
tracker? I don't know.
They should have one where you know sure. every day where the cup is.
Like I like tiger it. Tracker. I like the idea.
Well, like a live camera.
I think I can tell you where it was last night. It was at the Caps. I don't want to botch the name. It was Cigars and Bourbon Rooftop Event. I don't think I'm getting the name of that correct, but I saw the guys posing with it last night on nice. A rooftop here in D.C. So the tracker, if it's up and running, would tell you it's in Washington, D.C.
Someone needs to set that up.
As of last night.
All right. As always, you want to get in touch with us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning List Lines. The phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, Troy Brown Jr., the draft choice for the Washington Wizards. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. The date is Saturday, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson. It starts at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all the details online at thefandc.com/summer. So that's coming up in just over 2 weeks. Always a great time. Second time in a row we've had it at Whitlow's on Wilson. So we will see you there Saturday, July 14th.
During the break, watching the highlights from the Purple Heart Open.
Correct. That was
yesterday.
You were
part of the team with Pete Medhurst, Matt Valdez, and drab t-shirt.
Highlights is a stretch. Medium to low lights might be more.
If you go to our Twitter account, there's @JunksRadio. There's a link. You can also go directly to thefandc.com, which has pictures and video and kind of a recount of what happened. I happened to watch a little of the video when you guys were in a bunker. That didn't go so well. That bunker.
Yeah, I'm not sure which bunker shot that was. We were in at least two bunkers yesterday, Valdez.
It was a bunker. You guys were probably 75 yards away.
Oh, yeah, that was a poor decision.
That was Valdez stepped on a drive, and unfortunately, it went into a bunker, and it was
a 75-yard bunker shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably one of the hardest shots you can hit in golf.
Now, my little lollipop drive was 100 yards back, but it was in the fairway.
Right.
And maybe it wasn't 100.
So you thought they should have used your drive.
No, I actually lobbied for the sand shot. Valdez goes, "This is a hard shot. Maybe we should use yours." And I was like, dude, we're like 80 yards away. Come on. Of course, we go into the sand
trap
and start just hatcheting it away.
I think you guys used Pete's groundy out of the sand.
We may have. Yeah, because I can't remember.
Yeah, I sculled mine over the green, and then
Drab
dribbled his into the weeds.
Yeah, I think I followed suit. Mine
well, here's
the
question
the
I have:
too.
Did this live up to like last year was so much fun? I think last year was such a surprising thing that it was you guys like Drabby couldn't wait
I'll
for
give
this
my
year.
Take. I think it was a fun event. I
not
had a
as
good
fun,
time.
Not no, as fun as last year.
We had a good time, but I think it probably tilted Valdez that he had to be the A player and try to put three other donks on his shoulders and carry us throughout.
No,
the
well, that's well, that's fine. I didn't have high expectations.
Yeah, what are you trying to win the tournament?
No,
just have fun.
No. Yeah,
I would have taken the approach of let's
Break
just
par.
Have fun.
We came in at 2 under, thanks to Pedro rolling in an eagle putt like on the 16th hole.
Yes. It took a while to get on the board.
Yeah. Right.
But I think this is a good lesson for Drab and Pete and Cakes that I think this year we actually hit the ball better than we did last year.
Mm.
We just didn't score.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you play better, you still don't get all the breaks.
It's hard to score. I was telling you this during the break. My two best drives of the day, I drove the ball directly into the water. I just did. Like, the best contact I had.
Why was it in the water? You pulled it?
No. Didn't pull.
You hit
straight.
It too far.
No.
The water on the right, you just pushed it. Or
I was lined up
but
wrong.
But hit it good.
And I hit it good. Okay. Good for me, okay, right. Relatively. Straight into the water. You can't score when you're hitting the ball in the water. It's impossible.
Well, but Drabby, I want to know, because I know how excited you were. You went out and bought new shorts, a new shirt. It was a highlight of your year. You just couldn't wait for this. A little bonding time with Pete and the boys.
I think it was a big success. First off, I got a compliment on my outfit on the comment page, so I like that. It was worth it for me.
Yeah. Comment page where?
On the Facebook, on the live stream.
Well, now you've opened up Pandora's box here. You know that, right?
All right, here's the thing. It's a lot of fun. We got three nubs golfers. Valdez puts a lot of pressure on you because he's letting you know the entire time that you're nubs, that, you know, he's carrying the whole team.
Right.
If a ball, you know, it's anywhere close to, like, we could use maybe my shot or Valdez's shot. We're going to use Valdez's shot because that's another, you know, check mark for him.
Oh, is that right?
They don't understand that just because, you know, one ball is in the fringe, it's an easier putt than another ball that's on the green that's like 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the break in the putt. You want to pick an easier putt. You want to pick an uphill putt. You don't want to pick a downhill right to left swinger. They all don't understand that. They just think it's an ego thing.
Look, we had a great time. Valdez was by far the best player out there. Terrible coach. He's out there for himself. I'll say that. He finally gave me a pointer at hole 14.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not really that cool to give guys pointers because,
well, I mean, when you got donks.
Well, I only get a pointer all day.
Really trust me, I'm the last person that should be giving pointers on a golf course.
I am too, but I had to give Drab a pointer because every time Drab went up to hit a tee shot, he's teeing his ball so
butt
close
loud
to the ground. I'm like, Drab, you gotta lift your ball up a little bit.
And by the way, Drab is the worst putter I've ever seen in my life.
Really? And that was with me being there, and I'm pretty bad.
Yeah. Drab, he can't put a ball within 5 feet of where you tell him to aim.
Okay. It's hard.
Drab said
he's
never
played
here, but I will stand
you
up
play,
for him.
You play putt-putt when you're 8 years old.
It's a little different.
When Drab gets a hold of a drive, he can smoke that drive. He puts some power behind the ball.
Yeah. We actually used three of Drab's drives.
Right. I know you didn't use that one. I saw him dribble just past the
the
red
T-box.
Yeah.
Well, Drab's an athlete, but he's never played golf.
Yeah.
Right.
Golf
fair
is a very technical sport. You have to kind of...
By the way, I felt bad
you
for
have to almost grow
too
up
because here's what the golfing acumen or schedule for the other three people. Drab T-shirt, the last time he played, was the last Purple Heart Open. Because when Valdez got to 1757, he's carrying not one, two sets of clubs into the clubhouse.
Of course.
Like, what are you doing? He's like, these are Drab's clubs. He hasn't played since last year.
Well,
I've played once since last year, and I think Pete Medhurst, the same, hadn't played since the Purple Heart Open
last year.
Well, my guess
is Drab's probably played less than 10 times in his whole life.
Probably around 10 to 15.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean,
but you know what I can tell?
He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
And he's played 10 times. Like, what are your expectations? He plays once
a year.
So he's basically a non-player.
He should be the worst.
Okay, he's
ever
athletic.
Something I did notice.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know. It's
if
a,
you
it's
haven't
golf's
played
a skill.
Here's what Drab likes to do right before he tees off. As he's addressing his ball, he definitely licks his big, luscious lips. Like his lizard-like tongue comes out and gets a good coating on the lips before he swings away.
Hey, a lot of joning for some nubs golfers out there. Pete made one putt, and Valdez is jocking him like he's Jasper Parnevik out there. He made one nubs putt.
If I had to pick someone out of Drab, Cakes, and Pete, and I was filling out a foursome, I would pick Pete.
I would pick Pete, too.
Pete can roll it.
I didn't even get to say it yet. But I can tell from just watching Pete. Pete has played golf before in his life. He's not very good at it, I can tell.
He has a competent swing.
But Pete has, you could tell, Pete's played golf before.
He can roll it a little bit.
He's probably one of those guys that played, you know, in his 20s or whatever and hadn't played a lot in his last, you know, last 20 years. That would be my guess.
And Pete's very smart. He goes with irons off the tee.
Right. Pete, is that a fair appraisal? I'm going to say I can tell Pete has played golf before, but it doesn't look like he's played it that seriously.
There was a period of time where Cakes played a decent amount of golf.
Yeah, decent's a stretch.
No, you know, whereas Drab has only played 10 to 15 times, you've probably played over 100 times in your life.
Yeah, sadly, probably have.
No. Like in our late 20s, he played a lot. He did before kids. We used to play a lot.
Yeah.
Like Cakes, though, I used to venture back there to Walt Potter's driving range and hit some balls back there and play at Twin Shields for the most part.
Right. Down See, Pete's played golf before. Yeah. I could just tell by watching.
And then
him.
It went several years where I couldn't play because either I just didn't have the time
to play.
He
works too much. He's got 100 jobs.
By the way, here's a nugget that tells you that Drab has only played 10 to 15 times. If he loses a ball in the Gunch in Tickville, USA, he's going to stray into the weeds and look for it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I do that.
Ticks everywhere.
Look,
get out of the high grass.
He was playing with a green ball yesterday, and then
Who?
We found
Drab.
And then a couple.
I didn't know that was so bad.
Yellow.
Where'd you get it?
A couple of holes into it, we found this nubby Bridgestone green ball. We gave it to him. I think he played the whole rest of the round with it. You didn't lose that ball, did you?
No, because he bullied me into using a Pro V1, yeah, and I was bitter that he threw it into the S on the right.
$4
ball.
Gone forever.
There's too many rules. You get into the sandbox, and you take one swing, a practice swing, and everyone flips out. Like,
so
you're
much
not allowed
club
to do
grounding.
That.
Yeah,
yes, you can't ground your club.
I don't do that.
You can't do a practice swing in the sand.
Correct.
So then Drab can do it above the ball.
Huh?
You can do it above the ball.
So then okay, Drab above the ball, but you can't take one pebble of sand.
Drab would go into the sandbox, and then we told him you can't swing in there. He would leave the sandbox and go swing out on the grass.
Well, that's what
you're supposed to do.
That's what the guys do.
And we're in the sandbox because that's where Valdez's balls
the sand
went.
Trap.
Sand trap, and we always got to use Valdez's balls no matter what.
Right.
Well, it was the sand, was it right next to the green?
Right,
because I drove it right next to the green.
Right. I was nubs, but there was a couple moments. First of all, I thought I was getting a grand for straightest drive of the day. I smoked one out
straightest
there.
Drive.
That's
I've
not
never
really.
Seen that.
That's not really.
260-yard drive.
Yeah, Drab hit a 260-yard
right.
drive,
and then I bombed one over the water. Valdez was probably ball was about 30 yards behind mine.
Right,
I got a silly Sultan of SWAT swing.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Babe Ruth.
Did they have like a longest drive and a closest to the pin?
Yeah, they had
the straightest drive.
Did you guys, anybody get one on the green on closest to the pin?
I didn't even mark it because I went up to check in. It was 8 feet and I was probably like 15.
Yeah, right.
They did have a putting green for $5,000 if you made two putts in a row.
But were they bombs?
How many putts did we make in a row?
Zero.
Green.
You had to make like a 10-footer, then you had to go make a 40-footer.
Yeah,
it was between holes 9 and 10 or something.
Yeah,
but you represented the station well, and you had the Purple Heart veterans there, right?
Absolutely.
Several of those.
Raising money for combat wounded vets.
There's
an amazing
guy
cause.
Had a foot issue going on the practice range and before we started, and I'm watching him, and I mean, he's just bombing the ball. I mean, pow.
It's humiliating, right?
And I'm like, wow, every time. He hit the ball. But that and as Cakes and I were talking about yesterday, that's really what it's all about when they have them all stand up. You know, in the room when
blows
we were eating
mind.
The fine prime rib after the round.
That was delicious.
It was also delicious, too. But, you know, when you see those 10 to 12 people that got up at that point, you realize, you know, as Purple Heart recipients, it's...
That's the reason why you're there.
You're humbled.
Far greater than what... By the way, two other issues. AWOD, superb job yesterday.
I was going to ask, how was
superb
Adam?
Superb job.
I'm hearing
worked
Adam
really
made it all the way to the end of the round.
Made it all the way to the end of the
kidding.
Round.
No, he
didn't
stuck
complain.
It out.
Stuck it
was
out.
Was he in the cart with Drabby
or something?
He couldn't stop following Drab.
But and we had the nubbiest foursome playing in front of us.
Oh, it was tilting.
Ever.
Oh, nubbier than you guys?
Almost lost his cool. It was pretty
close. Slow.
He was simmering.
I was grilling them.
They were very slow.
Well, we had that 78-yard shot out of the bunker. They were on the cart path, which was right next to the green. And I'm playing with three other Yahoos that I have no idea where the ball's going to go. And they're just sitting there, and they're exchanging, like, the bags off the carts. They were there for 10 minutes. And I started screaming at them.
Why?
Telling them to hurry up.
A charity event.
I know.
No. I was trying to simmer him down, but I'm telling you.
Nobody was tilted but him.
We're sitting there for 20 minutes. Oh, sorry. That's Pete's.
He was really simmering. Like, he was like, come on! Can't you move it? Can't you do that?
Well,
in the next
they can't go up to the tee box and switch out carts there. They got to do it right next to the pin.
Valdez takes his golf very seriously.
I think he was tilted because that was coming off his incredible drive, which went into the bunker.
It got spoiled.
That was definitely the tilting.
Because we chopped it up out
of the
bunker. That's
the part that I saw in the video.
Right.
So Adam did a good job. Did you guys let Adam take a few swings or no?
Well, he's a lefty.
Oh,
no
so
one has any lefty clubs.
Yeah.
Right.
So so if people want to see video of it, what do? They go to the Junkies Facebook page, they go to 1067thefandc.com.
Thefandc.com.
Right.
You can. There's a link right now on Twitter at Junks Radio. You can go to the Junkies Facebook.
And how many different videos does he have up there?
So there's the Facebook Live video from yesterday, and then the second Facebook Live where we're in the bunker when tensions are high. That's probably the better video. And then the highlight that I just posted to Twitter.
Yeah.
And then there will be a full highlight after the show
when
today.
You say the tensions are high, what was that when Valdez is blowing up the group in front of him?
He was just screaming. Yeah. And here's the thing I'll say about the event. Everyone had a great time, but it tilted me that they spent probably 6 weeks working on that playlist and then turned off the music after the whole
five. Yeah, Drab turned it off. It was kind of tilting.
It was distracting.
I'm not a play music during a round guy. That's a millennial
thing. How many
thing.
Times can you hear Round and Round by Rat?
Not enough. I will lobby. Not enough.
How loud do the guys have it? How loud do you have it?
It was booming for a while because I had a new like sonic boombox thing.
Right.
It was blowing everyone's eardrums
So
out.
You were the one that was responsible for the music, so you could turn it off.
I was in charge of the music, got tired of it. You're finished.
Right.
It was distracting.
Yeah, right. Joint nature.
Made executive decision. I think that is distracting, but I know that's what the kids are doing today, but it's just weird.
I see old people doing it too.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing.
I also got stung by a bee.
You definitely got stung.
They sting your big fat lips.
No, my Achilles heel. There's so many fat slobs out there. This whole thing is about etiquette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every hole we get to, fix your divot, whatever. There's
what do you mean? Have respect for the
mounds
golf course.
And mounds of ash from the trash heads.
That's true.
In front of us, smoking cigars and just leaving it all over the green.
Okay, but fix your divot. That's different. I mean, come on.
Well, it's just so many rules when people do their own thing and no one yells at them for that.
I get the feeling Drab's not playing golf till next year's Purple Heart Open.
Probably, most likely.
It was fun.
You didn't catch the fever.
No fever.
Last year you had more fever. It's true.
Last year I thought about playing ever again, yeah.
Hey, right. You know, we'll yuck it up again next year and help raise money for a great cause.
How did everybody do for the Facebook Live thing? Because I was running around. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Did, like, everybody come up big, or was it a big disaster? In other words, Live the first shot,
the bunker.
Right? Oh, they didn't Facebook Live the opening tee shot?
Oh, the hole two. That's when it was get there.
Yeah, A-Bone was a little slow getting out of the course.
Shocker.
Oh, I drove it on the greenside bunker.
Oh, you did great. And then how did the other boys do?
Everybody
at least get it going?
I can't even remember.
Cakes and Pete hit theirs in the water.
Yeah.
Right.
And then,
well, that's fine.
And then Drab kind of
decent contact.
Drab kind of popped it up.
Yeah. All right, so it could have been worse. Nobody whiffed.
Well, all I know is this. My 2018 golf calendar is effectively shut down.
Well, you've got your Kiowa trip. You used to always play that on that trip.
Used to is the key phrase.
I didn't feel that bad until the round was over and we bumped into Michelle Manti, who's a salesperson here.
Yes.
And her and her husband were playing. And we go, how'd you guys do? And they go, not that great. 11 under.
Right.
Right.
And you guys finished 2 under?
We were 2 under.
Well, these events, the winning team shoot like 56 or something. Yeah. Is that what it was? It's always something like that.
Yeah, Pedro and I were sitting down for dinner and we casual conversation. The guys were at the table. I was like, how did you guys do? They're like, okay. 12 under.
Right.
Pedro and I then just stuffed prime rib into our face.
Well, you have to have more than one player. You guys had one player.
Yeah.
It's good. I shot about even.
End the round of your life.
When's JP going to get in? I know Eric doesn't want to play, but your knee's better. You should have played yesterday.
Well, once you have a foursome, where does the fifth guy go? I actually did this before I tore the knee 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I did. I played with Pete Medhurst.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And Valdez.
We can bump draft.
No, I'm.
Do you want your spot locked in annually?
I didn't want to bump you out. I swear to God, I played with Pete. It was a different course. Maybe it wasn't the Purple Heart Open. We played in a tournament where I played with Pete, I think with Valdez and maybe Cakes. I don't remember the exact foursome, but I played with Pete.
By the way, Valdez carried us, obviously. I think Valdez would love to be in a group outside of the Purple Heart Open. He'd like to be the B player in a group.
He wants to be a C player.
You want to be the C?
Yeah.
Okay, B to C player.
It's a lot of
pressure.
He
doesn't want to be the A player.
It's a lot of pressure if you're the guy supposed to hit that last
shot. I would
shot.
Actually like to be the D.
Right.
That means my squad's bomb.
Yeah. It means you're killing it.
Right.
You guys are coming at 18 under a golf bag at the end of it.
Kick Valdez out, bring JP in next year. Because he wants to get the...
Then you're going to have an awful score.
No, he wants the major award at the end of the show. And get all the,
Look, if you get JP swapped out for Drabby, you'd be maybe 4 under instead of 2 under. You're not going to be,
Well, if Drab practiced every now and then, he wouldn't be that bad.
Right. Now he'd still be pretty.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. You can't. You look. It takes a rare bird to pick up the game. If you pick up the game in like your mid 30s, you have to play all the time. You have to play
Listen
like a
to
maniac.
Me. There was one putt made outside of 5 feet yesterday, and they come on the air and say, "I'm a terrible putter." Get
That's
out
a good
of here.
Point.
I mean, you didn't even burn a single edge.
Yeah, but
okay. Well, you know what, Drab? Neither did I.
You know what?
I couldn't have the same result. I'm with you, Drab. Yeah.
Drab couldn't even put it in temporary greens.
Right. Look, the fact of the matter is, I love golf, and I've played golf now for 30-some years, but it's a brutal game. It's the hardest game in the world. You have to practice all
the
time. It's
soul-crushing.
It's a soul-crusher. I learned this about 15 years ago, and this is why I play less and less. I'm trying to play more again now as my kids are getting older. But you say you play a lot, and for me a lot would be like, say, 30 times in a summer, right? You have one best round. All the other ones pale. You're always trying to top yourself. Your trunk slamming, pissed off, probably 25 of the 30 times. It's a miserable freaking game.
You just think about all the missed
all
missed
your
strokes.
Missed shots.
Depends on the attitude.
That's
like
my attitude.
Like if you get over the score part and you just have fun with your boys,
right?
Then you're not trunk slamming.
Yeah, you're right, but still, for the most part, you go out there. If you're playing a lot, you're trying to you're trying to achieve something.
Right.
You're trying to get better. No one wants to go out there and get worse.
That's why I'm taking lessons.
And then
again.
Here's the cycle with golf: the less you play, the worse you get.
Yes.
And then it gets really maddening. Then you really want to just blow your brains out.
Well, that's like any sport.
It's really true with golf.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? Remember, Troy Brown Jr., the Wizards draft choice. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour here on the Junkies.
By the way, one other quick nugget from the Purple Heart Open. You should have seen the crestfallen looks on the faces of Drab, T-shirt, and especially Valdez. I was savvy enough to grab a pullover they were giving away as part of like the swag bag, of course.
Nobody loves free stuff more than this group.
Love it. But we love
nobody
it.
In the world.
So remember, Cakes filled out like a survey for a free hat.
Right.
That was many years ago. That was in Vegas because I was desperate for like a WSOP free like visor.
Right.
I'm a nubber.
How many pullovers do you think you have, though?
I don't know. 15, 20?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's standard, right? Something along those lines. So I grab it and I put it in the cart.
Standard.
And then like at the turn, I'm like, did you guys get the silly pullover that the Purple Heart was providing? And Valdez is like, no, I didn't see it. And Drab T-shirt, of course, because he's a Nike snob, was like, how do I get my hands on one of them? So luckily, at the end, they grabbed one, and Valdez is wearing his today.
Nice.
He wanted all of us to wear them today to show some team unity.
Right, team camaraderie.
I just kind of scoffed at him.
As you can tell, not a lot of chemistry.
But everybody got their swag. All is well in the world.
Did Pete get his?
He did.
Pete got his.
Thank you again to the Purple Heart. It was a great event, and we're humbled to be a part of it. It raises money for combat wounded vets. I mean, it's a great cause.
Where's that golf course?
We're happy to be part of it.
1757.
Dulles.
Yeah.
Ashburn, Dulles.
Right off of 28 in Waxpool.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Right out there in the heart of everything.
I think we've done a DC. I've played in a DC United charity event there many years ago.
I think I did that one with you.
Yeah. So we've been there in the past.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Nice spot.
Yes.
I used to play a lot more, and I was more familiar with all the courses because we had this thing with Raspberry Falls through Junk's TV, and Raspberry Falls had another golf course that was kind of like their sister course. Was that 1757?
I'm not sure. Not sure of that relationship.
I don't think so. I think it's newerish, but who knows?
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, the World Cup is just not – it's not convenient for my lifestyle. You would think it would be, but it's not. Like at 11, I got to go pick up a kid to take him to somewhere, and then by 2, that's my nap time. I'm literally missing the entire World Cup.
We were following yesterday while we were golfing, and I was counting my money from my parlay until Iran scored. They scored like the 93rd minute against Portugal
right.
to draw that game even. Completely torpedoed my parlay.
That was Sebastian's pick, right?
No, Sebastian's pick was a draw. It was a draw.
Well,
didn't
end
game.
Up in a draw?
Yeah. I went away from his pick.
Right. No,
I
but he's saying
it.
The result was Sebastian's pick, not your dumb
bet.
He's saying Sebastian
was
correct.
My pick was right until 2 minutes left of the game.
Right.
Portugal lets Iran score.
Right.
So I'm going to need a pick from Soccer Drive to make up for that loss.
Well, if Cristiano Ronaldo could nail a penalty kick, then it wouldn't have happened.
So that's what my son told me. I asked him, and he said, he didn't watch much of it either, but Ronaldo missed a PK. So I said, so now Messi and Ronaldo have missed PKs in this tournament. Wow. So what happened with the Russia game? Which one was
they
Russia?
They got smoked by Uruguay.
That was your pick. That, wasn't that, was that your pick?
He was on Russia's side.
Yeah, yeah, listen to me. Soccer Drab, like Golf Drab, is dead. All right.
Soccer Drab's already dead?
So I can't take your picks today?
Don't take my picks.
Did you you got smoked yesterday?
I'll fade you, Drab.
You were so confident up until yesterday.
I lost like $70 yesterday.
Oh, you did.
So how much is left in your account?
49.
So now you have to roll it all in one game.
Yeah. So, but how many bets did you lose? The money means nothing to people because they don't know. How many bets did you lose yesterday?
I lost 20 on Russia, Uruguay, and then I said, well, I lost that. Let's double down and put 50 on Spain and Portugal both to win.
Right.
And Spain was also a draw.
Yes, right. Correct.
The double down bit never works.
The thing
works
is, those third
well.
Games for some of those teams, they only need a draw to advance.
Right.
There's not that much incentive. Russia had already advanced. No incentive for them to play all out. I think they benched their best player.
Right.
So they rested him. Not that they'd beat Uruguay with their best player. I have no idea. But those games are a little dicey when teams don't have to win.
For sure. Right,
so like, let's just get a quick look at
today's
slate.
Well, you know who has to win? Argentina.
Australia plays Peru. I know that Peru is eliminated. They have nothing to play for. My lean
Australia has a grasper chance,
so,
I believe.
So that leads me to believe you bet on Australia because they're desperate and Peru has nothing to play for aside from pride.
I'll generally bet on the Latin countries over Australia.
Denmark, just by France. Rule. Does anybody have a lean on Denmark, France?
I'll always go France. France is better.
I mean, it's very rudimentary, but you're probably right.
France has four superstars. Denmark has one. France really needs to have a good performance going into the knockout round. I think they win 2-1.
Hmm. All right, next game, Nigeria-Argentina.
You sold
this is the
me,
big
Adam.
One.
You sold me.
Argentina.
Hey, that's the one that has to win. Now, I don't know. Who do they play again?
Nigeria.
But Nigeria is decent?
They just pulled off an upset.
Who did Nigeria just beat? It's escaping me.
You soccer geeks should know. You're looking at us like we're stupid.
They beat Iceland.
Right.
Iceland, that's right. And okay. Iceland-Croatia is your other 2 p.m. tilt.
Is anybody picking Argentina to win?
You know
today?
Who's not picking Argentina?
Yeah.
Maradona. I read an article that said he's rooting for Mexico now.
What?
Yeah.
He's so abandoning
he's
ship?
He's pulling a Landon Donovan.
I would stay far away from Argentina.
Really?
No, but that's a game that I'm intrigued by. I would never bet on that. Right.
So maybe
desperate
Nigeria
to watch that game.
Plus, that might be a tantalizing play.
Argentina has an outside shot of advancing now?
Yes.
Because
they're
Nigeria
better than outside
them.
If they win. And then if they win and some other team loses, they're in.
Yeah, I think they got pretty good odds.
They actually have a decent chance.
They just
got
to put it together for one game.
Yeah. But everyone, you know, we had Sebastian on. Everybody just says they're poop. I don't know how it's possible that Argentina can be poop, but it's like Messi and 10 poopsters. I don't know how that's possible. But with a country with that kind of rich
United
tradition.
States didn't get in.
We don't have the rich
Panama
tradition.
Panama got in.
Yeah, we don't have the rich tradition.
How are we worse than Panama?
I don't know.
I mean, how is that possible, Buck? I don't know. Because I saw Panama get their ass beat by England.
The fact is, the U.S. should be in. They botched that last game against that poop team. I can't remember who it was.
Trinidad Tobago.
Yeah, I mean, that was
or
a
Tobago,
joke.
How yeah. do you pronounce
and we
it?
We just got smoked, weren't in it. It was disinterested, lifeless. You know, I didn't watch a lot of the qualifying, but I watched that match.
I mean,
and that
the U.S.
pathetic.
Should beat Trinidad / Tobago
yeah.
on every planet, on every pitch. It doesn't matter where they play. We should beat them.
Right. I mean, that really, we should be in the friggin' World Cup.
Of course.
But we just botched it. Well, but one game botched it.
We'll be in the one in 8 years because we're one of the three host countries.
You know what?
I don't know if they just put all three, Canada, U.S., and I heard they're expanding the pool.
They are.
Eventually, it's going to be 48 teams.
Great. I love
if
lower,
we can't make it when there are 48 countries in.
Are they lowering the bar for the Qatar World Cup in 2022?
Not positive.
Do it for the next one. Why not?
You know that World Cup will not get the same amount of run as it's getting this year because it's going to be during the football season.
Oh, they actually moved it?
I think they're moving it to November.
Why? Because it's too hot in the summer
it's
in Qatar?
Hot. It gets right. to be like a hot. Is 120 degrees too hot? Generally
yes.
too hot.
And I read that Fox has like a massive problem because they have nowhere to put some of these games.
Hmm. They have to be like
well,
on
they're
the
gonna
weekends?
Have the NFL. Well, the game's like on Sundays and Thursdays when they have
right
because they have Thursday night football too, especially Sundays that they don't have three real channels. Like, nobody has Fox
so
Sports 2.
So they'll put it like they do with, like, Sci-Fi Network or something, right? Don't we watch NCAA tournament on, like, True TV or something?
It's 4 years from now. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
They'll start sweating 4 years from now.
They'll figure it out, but it's going to be on something like that. It'll be on, like, National Geographic or something. Or it'll be, you know, be on something crazy.
All right, coming up next, I want to get into the Nats. Nats got shut out last night. Not a good performance by Gio, and definitely not a good performance by the Bats. And this has been a common theme. I think they've been shut out 4 or 5 times in the last 14 games. We're going to talk about the Nats. Are you starting to get concerned that this might be what the Nats are this year? 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.